Chapter 1. Working on Your Marketplace Presence by Greg Lappin. About this chapter. Getting to know someone is a very substantial moment for building the first impression. You don't want to mess it up. Tarnishing the reputation is only possible if you have barely any information about yourself on the shop's profile page. Reasonable designers and creative teams definitely don't sign up for that. In other words, keeping a low profile is not an option. Pardon the pun, but it works perfectly here as a general truth to rely on. So you came to Creative Market after having your profile approved and start filling out profile information. At first sight, everything is easy, clear, and intuitive, but bringing up some guidelines is a guarantee of a neat result. Profile info. Now the first visuals knock in, and you need to upload the avatar. If you're a self-made master of design working alone, don't be shy to upload your personal photo. People would feel more comfortable knowing the person behind the brand, sold goods, and comments. Having a logo is great too. Just make sure it's recognizable without many teeny tiny details, because the interface on Creative Market displays avatars as small images. It's just a matter of convenience. Do you see the empty space above the profile picture? That's the place where you can put your customized banner. It may perform the function of decoration or as the advertising place for letting people know about sales, bestsellers from your shop, or special deals. Just make sure you pick the right file format and correct dimensions. The space on the website is not retina ready, unfortunately. Leave a couple of words about yourself in bio. It can start with "Hey" or "My name is," depending on the tone you opt for. Tell something about who you are, your history, style, the products you mostly release. Consider having there your email address too. It's a must-have for any online presence, because people will mostly drop you emails about tech support, licensing hesitations, and of course, cooperation offers. It's better to give any newcomer as many communication channels as possible, so we can always stay in touch. Driven by the same reasons, put all the pages you have in the social network section. Bring everything you have. Watch for the human approach, your motto for this part. Spill it out to your community. Show everyone that you care about what you're doing. Surely such morality tales sound transparent, but our experience shows that sometimes people forget about it. Especially when they try to look more, quote, professional and serious, unquote. So drop that self-righteous mask and just be you. Products panel. It should take a single glance at the layout of your products to make a person think, "I want that." Don't rely on the way your products are shown in chronological release order. Move the items around, saving a spot in the top rows for the best sellers and top products from your store to make sure people see your best works. Sometimes it's cool to place the products in a pattern for aesthetics. It can be a puzzle of contrasting preview images or the way they form a gradient. If you have three similar products in one thematics or style, you can place them in one line, implying that there is a whole collection of such awesome products. Rely on your sense of composition and stay customer-oriented. Shop info. Here you are, uploaded the products, decorated everything on your profile, and now it's about time you compose a message your customers will get after their purchase. Add their special message on the account settings page. What should be put in there? Huge thanks for the purchase, promises to provide the technical support, and answer any product-related questions. Two obligatory things, the holy duet, if you please. The customer needs to know that you're always right there. Your involvement doesn't selfishly cease after the purchase.